It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Friday, April 21st, 2023. Well, today we are going to finish my interview with Kirsten Sharp. She is a lieutenant junior grade with the Coast Guard, and she is the operations officer on board the Coast Guard cutter Elm, which is Astoria's buoy tender.
I just love seeing the evolution of women in the Coast Guard, because when I first started doing this show, people would invite me very kindly to come on and talk to people about the Coast Guard on board a ship, and there were no women, and now there's women everywhere, and I love that.
Yeah.
And so tell me a little bit about why you chose, like, what led you to this, where you are now?
Okay, so I grew up in a very small farm town where actually, you know, access to, like, equal education and things like that were not, not very prominent. So when I was growing up, I was kind of thinking my path forward was going to be to get married and have children. So that was kind of what I was anticipating my life was going to look like. And when I was becoming, you know, of age to start deciding what I'm going to do after my high school experience, I was like, you know, I'm not really okay with that. I want to go learn. I want to travel. I want to do all these things. And kind of the natural progression for what I was looking like was just doing military, because that's, you know, I can get my college education paid for. I can, there's so many, like, health benefits. There's just positive things that happen with the military. So for, you know, my family and my own self-growth, I was like, I'm gonna do the military. I chose the Coast Guard because the mission is humanitarian service and border protection and things like that. I kind of don't really see myself as somebody who's going overseas to, like, infiltrate, and I don't know, that's kind of what my mentality was about the other branches. And I didn't know much about the Coast Guard, but I was like, I love boats. It'll provide me the ability to travel. It's a humanitarian mission, very humanitarian focused, search and rescue, this kind of thing. So I applied to the academy and got in, and I went there for 4 years, and then I got stationed on the national security cutters out of Hawaii. So that's where I was for 3 years, and I did a brief stint where I got to go down to Antarctica on one of our polar rollers, which is really cool. So I got to do ice breaking. I got to do law enforcement on the national security cutters. And the natural next step for me was to do buoy tending, because that's kind of our third platform that we have the ability to go to. So I put in for this job and got it. And it's been, it's been really, really cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how many years have you been in the Coast Guard then?
Active duty, this is my fourth current year that I've been in the fleet, but I went to the academy, so that was an additional 4 years, if you can count the academy as you know, I wouldn't count really the academy as active duty, but it was all training for what I'm doing now. So.
So when you say the Coast Guard Academy, for people who are interested, where is that?
That's in New London, Connecticut, so out on the East Coast, and yeah, a little chilly out that way. It's very, very cold, but it was an interesting experience for sure.
Well, do you think that you'll make the Coast Guard your career, or will you? Do you have any thoughts on that?
Honestly, I'm not quite sure. This for me marks my fourth year out of five that I owe to pay back my college education. So my tour here will mark the end of my obligated service, if that makes sense. So what I'd like to do is, you know, there's so many opportunities in the Coast Guard, so I'm definitely open to staying in if, you know, the opportunities kind of continue to present themselves to me and I can see my self-growth and things like that in that, but I'm not really married to anything at this point in time, so it's definitely been great. I had my college paid. I feel like I've, you know, traveled. I've gotten to do a lot of things that I wouldn't have if I would have just stayed home. So I think it's definitely served me well, and I hope that I've served it well too, and I'm not opposed to anything, but I'm also not completely sure if I'm going to make it a career yet. So I think, honestly, in society, there's a lot more opportunities for women as we're kind of, I don't know, becoming a nation that's, like, more inclusive and things like that. And inclusivity is definitely a big mission within the Coast Guard that we're trying to promote. I know at the Coast Guard Academy, I think, and in the active duty service, I think we're about 40% female, which is the highest of any branch. So that's amazing. I do know that things like this, where we have, you know, women that are moving through the ranks, there's definitely a lot more with social media too. There's a lot of, like, spotlight things that they'll do on females. Like, I think the second, or actually she's the third African-American female to be a commanding officer of a boat. She was somebody that was at the Coast Guard Academy a year behind me, so she just got command of a boat, which is awesome. Like, I think just in society, I think we're just becoming a lot more inclusive, but definitely they're doing a really good job of highlighting women in positions where we didn't have the opportunity to do that before. So
if you decide to stay, would you then be choosing a specialty? I mean, I've talked to people about, you know, some people become rescue swimmers, some people become, I mean, there's all sorts of options. Yes. So would you then choose, if you made it a career, would you choose a path within the Coast Guard? Is that how that works?
In the Coast Guard, and my understanding is in other branches as well, enlisted personnel have specific rating that they choose. So like rescue swimmer is a rating, or damage controlman is a rating, bosun's mate is a rate. These are all ratings that enlisted people choose a certain path that they go down. So that's great on one hand because they learn a specific trade, but for officers, that's what I am, it's kind of a different path. So we have either deck watch officer, this is for the underway community. So for deck watch officer, we drive ships. And then for engineers, obviously they work down in the plant and help with maintaining, you know, equipment and things like that in the engineering plant. So those are kind of the two specialties for officers in the afloat community. We also have a lot of opportunities ashore as well, so like land jobs, and those are for officers either prevention, they go out and do inspections on boats that are currently tied up at the pier, so they make sure they've got, you know, the right EPIRBs that we talked about earlier, or the right number of life vests, XYZ. So those are prevention officers. And then there's response officers who work in sectors, so they will receive like distress calls or whatever, and then they will work to employ the people who are on operational units like this one. So they'll be like, okay, cool, I have, you know, this air asset, this, you know, sea asset, let me, you know, what can I deploy to go help out with whatever the situation is. And then we have aviators as well. So those are kind of like the different options for, you know, officers. Enlisted is a lot more specified, so they have their particular rating and they'll basically stay in that rating unless they want to go officer, in which case that opens up the other branch of all those different opportunities. So
you are an officer because you went through the academy?
Correct. So okay. For going to the academy to become a commissioned officer, it's a four-year program. We also have additional officer candidate programs. So for that, it's, you know, if you were enlisted and you have like a bachelor's degree, then you can apply to go through OCS officer candidate school. And that I think is maybe a 2.5 month program. So it's a lot more condensed because, you know, you've had that background of military right. service. Or a lot of times for like legal is one option too. So like if we have somebody who is like a barred lawyer in a certain state and they want to do active duty, we have it's called a direct commission program. So that those very specific jobs, like a lawyer, is one that they have an even more condensed time frame. They'll go to the academy for, you know, a month and a half kind of a thing, and then they'll become a direct commissioned lawyer in the Coast Guard. So there's a lot of different opportunities to be joining the service and to provide everyone's expertise is definitely welcome here. So that's a very good initiative that
and
we
have. And so on this ship, you may have explained this a little bit of this to me when we were up on the bridge, but when you are, when all this, the buoy tending is going on, mm-hmm. you're up on the bridge handling the ship.
Yes.
So that was just supposed to be really fun.
It's super, super fun. And like we were talking about before too, this boat is just, it drives so differently than any of the ones I've driven before. Completely different engineering plant configuration. You have such an individualized ability to like do different things. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but it really is just so, so cool. Just like the bow thruster and stern thrust, we can literally, I mean, twist in place. It's just the coolest. It's the coolest thing. So I definitely nerd out when we're up there because it's just like, this is a job that I'm doing right now. I mean, it's so cool. So
much fun to talk to someone who is so enthusiastic about their job, and her job, yes, is very cool. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.